Although this afternoon we begin to celebrate the Yom Tov of Chanukah, we cannot ignore that this morning we had a p'tira of one of the great tzaddikim of our generation. So we're going to spend a couple of minutes today giving tribute to what it means to the loss of a tzaddik. As we know, one of the great leaders of our generation was Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, who lived in Bnei Brak. He passed away this morning at 104 years old. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Moed Katan that on the one hand, when a tzaddik passes away, Rochev Aravos Sas V'Sameach, that God, who is the Rochev Aravos, God who lives on his chariot, is Sas V'Sameach B'Boi Lav Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when he has the Nefesh of a Tzadik that comes back, that reunites with him once again. His Neshama is no longer on this world, and now the Neshama is back with him again. And that is parenthetically why we refer to a Yartzeit of a Tzadik as a Yoma Dehilula. It's the day of a Chasana, it's a day of a wedding, it's a time when God reunites with the neshama of a great person. So on the one hand, it's a great day of simcha, it's a great day of celebration in heaven. However, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, Sheshkula Misas Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu, that when a tzaddik passes away, although it is a celebration up in heaven, for us down below, this is considered comparable to Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, to the burning, to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now the Meshech Chachma points out a very beautiful observation, and that is that he wonders. In Eicha, the pasuk says, "Hinani Yosef lahafli es ha'am hazeh hafla v'fela." God says, "I'm going to smite the people hafla v'fela. Double tragedy is going to befall them. Va'avda chachmas chachamav, and they will lose the chachamim from their generation. They will lose the leaders who are leading them in all their issues that they have." So the Medrash says there in Eicha, "Kashan silukan shel chachme Yisrael." Kiflayim kechurban beis hamikdash, that a death of a tzaddik is twice as bad as the death as the sreifas beis elokeinu. So how can the Gemara say Rosh Hashanah kasha sreifas kasha misasan shel tzaddikim kisreifas beis elokeinu? That is the same if the pasuk says in Eicha, seeming to indicate that it's twice as bad as the destruction of the beis hamikdash. However you explain this apparent contradiction, what you clearly see is that the death and the passing of a tzaddik is considered to be not only a personal loss for the family and the friends of that person, but also it's considered to be a catastrophic and a devastating loss for the entire Jewish people all over the world, even those who may have had no connection at all to that person. It's considered to be a very severe tragedy, and it's as if it's the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, as we know, which we commemorate every year on Tisha B'Av, and it's something which is the saddest day in our calendar. And here, the Gemara says this is considered to be comparable, or perhaps even worse than that terrible day of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So either way, we have a Gemara Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chav Ches that tells us the following. Lama Nismecha Misas Miriam Leparshas Para Aduma. Why is it that the death of Miriam is recorded in the Torah right next to the story about the Para Aduma? The Para Aduma is the way we become Tahar, is the way we purify ourselves from our ritual impurity. And right after that Parsha, we have the story of Miriam Hanaviyah, who passes away. Says the Gemara, Lo Malacha comes to teach you. Ma para aduma mechaperes. Just like the para aduma is able to give us an atonement, it's able to purify us. Af misatzan shel hatzadikim mechaperes. So to the death of a tzaddik is able to give all of us an atonement as well. And similarly we find, the Kliyakar points us to a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. And there the pasuk says, Vayiven sham mizbeach, Yaakov Avinu builds a mizbeach, Vayikra lamakom el beis el, he calls the place beis el, ki sham niglu alav elokim bebarachum apnei achiv, because there God showed his beautiful face to Yaakov Avinu. That's where God had a revelation with Yaakov Avinu when he was running away from his brother Esav. So Yaakov Avinu, in a debt of gratitude, builds a mizbeach there and he offers karbanos. And then, right after that, we're told, Vatamas devora meinekas Rivka, vatikavar meitachas lebeis el. Right after that, we're told, Yaakov Avinu builds a mizbeach, and then devora meinekas Rivka passes away. What does devora dying have to do with Yaakov building a mizbeach? Ask the Ramban, why are these two stories put one next to the other? Is there any connection between them? And the Kliyakar there explains, based on our Gemara, yes, there is a connection, because the same way a mizbeach is able to be used to offer karbanos and to gain an atonement for the Jewish people, so to the misa of tzaddikim, so to the death of a tzaddik is one that's considered to be something which can gain an atonement, which can offer a kapara for the generation as well. Just like the mizbeach that Yaakov Avinu built, so to Devorah Menekes Rivka, who is considered to be a great tzaddikes, was able to give an atonement to the people of her time at the occasion of her passing. So the Ksav Sofer has a very beautiful insight, and that is one which I heard from Rav David Mandelbaum, who just called me on the phone this morning, so I was happy to speak to him, and I asked him if he has anything for me to share on this very sad occasion, and he told me the following beautiful insight from the Ksav Sofer, and that is, why does the Gemara say that the death of a tzaddik is able to be mechaper like a parah aduma? When we have many karbanos that we offer throughout the year, which give us an atonement. A karban chatas would have made more sense, or a karban asham, a karban shlamim, a karban ola. Why does the Torah specify the parah aduma as the one that is put right next to the parsha of Misas HaTzadikim to teach us that is the way to gain an atonement? What is the connection at all? So he told me that the Ksav Sofer writes as follows, and that is that we all know that parah aduma is what we always refer to as the chukah. Parah aduma is a thing that absolutely makes no sense. We don't really understand it. How could it be that somebody goes ahead and sprinkles me with some water that has ashes in it, and all of a sudden I become Torah? It doesn't really make sense. But that's not the only chukah. That's not the only part of it that doesn't really make sense. The more profound part of it that makes no sense is that it's backwards. The Gemara says, it's mitaher esatmeim, and it's mitame esatahorim, which means, he who became defiled and now needs to become tahor, if somebody sprinkles him with the water and the ashes of the parah aduma, now he will become purified. However, the one who's involved in the sprinkling, the Kohen who's offering the sprinkling onto the one who is impure, the Gemara tells us, he becomes tameh, which is counterintuitive, doesn't make sense. If you're the one who was tahor all along, how did you suddenly become tameh? It doesn't really make any sense at all. But yet the Gemara says, this is the rule when it comes to the parah aduma. Explains the Ksav Sofer. When you think about it, the Gemara here tells us that the misa of a tzaddik, the death of a great Talmud Chacham or a great tzaddik or tzaddikas, is something that can offer the generation a kapara. Who's going to get the kapara? Well, who needs the kapara? The greatest rishonim of the generation are the ones who really need the kapara. But the tzaddik never meant anything to them anyway. So they're gaining, the rishonim are gaining by the fact that the tzaddik passed away, they're getting a kapara. All the tzaddikim of the generation are going through a terrible loss because they were the ones who were close with the tzaddik. They were the ones who were gaining from his Torah, gaining from his insight. And all they're doing is losing out. So he says it's similar to the story of parah aduma. On the one hand, parah aduma, he who gets the kapara all of a sudden becomes tahor, even though he wasn't worthy of becoming tahor. And he who was tahor all along becomes tameh, right? That's exactly what happens. Here we have the misa of a tzaddik. The ones who gain from it are the ones who are the great rishonim of the generation, who never really learned anything, who never really gained any insight from this tzaddik. And on the other hand, you have all the great tzaddikim who are tahor all along, who are the ones left behind and become tameh. So it's a very sharp insight. For those who know Rav David Mandelbaum, it's very much his style. It's something he would always... you can imagine him saying, and he did say it on the phone, so it makes sense. But that's his insight into this Gemara Maseches Moed Katan. The Gemara also says in Moed Katan, though, that Ma Bigde Kuhuna Mechaperim, the Gemara tells us the same way Bigde Kuhuna, while the Kohen wears the Bigde Kuhuna, they're able to be Mechaper on the Jewish people. Af Misasam Shel Tzadikim Mechaperim. So too, the death of Tzadikim is able to be Mechaper for the Jewish people as well. So one of the Mefarshim explains, why is it that the Gemara finds that there's room to explain that Bigde Kuhuna is the same as the Misa of Tzadikim? How are those two connected at all? So he suggests as follows, and he tells us that Bigde Kuhuna, the Gemara says, are only able to be Mechaper while the Kohen Gadol is wearing them, while the Kohanim are wearing the clothing. What if the Bigde Kuhuna are left in the closet in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen is going about doing his work, and he's not wearing the Bigde Kuhuna? Says the Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Zayin, those Bigde Kuhuna will not be Mechaper, because the Kohen has to be wearing the clothing in order for it to atone for the sins of the Jewish people. And therefore he says, the only way that the Misa of a Tzaddik is able to be Mechaper is when the Jewish people are wearing the clothing. Only when the Tzaddik passes away and we, who are left behind, take something and we inspire ourselves to grow and to become better because we have held on to the values and the virtues of what this person was all about. But if the tzaddik passes away, and it's Ein Bigdeim Aleihem, and his clothing is just in the closet, and nobody pays attention, and nobody really is changing their way of life, and nobody picks up any insight from that individual, that's not going to gain us a kapara. Kapara is not a magical thing. The tzaddik passes away, all of a sudden all the averus we've done are able to become absolved, we get a mechila for it by not doing any tshuva. That cannot be. And therefore he explains, this is why the Gemara finds that there's a reason to say that Bigde Kuhuna would be the same, would be comparable to Misas HaTzadikim. Because the kapara that we gain, the atonement that we get upon the Misa of a Tzadik, is not one that happens by itself. It's only if somebody is willing to do some introspection, if someone is willing to reflect and say, well, what does this mean to me? And how am I going to change my life? Is there one aspect of life that I can build upon from the life and the legacy of this great person? One can only gain a kapara if they commit themselves to doing that, to preserve the legacy and the mission of that individual who passed away, the same way that the Bigde Kuhuna can only work to be mechaper when they are going to be worn by the Kohanim. So this is what the Gemara tells us, that we are able to gain an atonement when a tzaddik passes away, when a great leader of the generation passes away. That is all very beautiful, but we have what would seem to be a conflicting statement in Chazal as well. This is not my question, this is the Shalah HaKadosh asked the question. And that is that Chazal say in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, tzaddik avad mina olam, when you have a tzaddik who passes away from the world, ra bali olam. That means there's going to be terrible tragedy that befalls the world. So what does it mean? On the one hand, the Gemara says, Amoid katam, when a tzaddik passes away, we get a kapara. Sounds like it's good news. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when you have a tzaddik who unfortunately passes away, that's considered to be a bad sign, that's considered to be something that God is testing the Jewish people, and life is not going to be simple for them, and life is not going to be positive for them. So how do we figure out these two Maamari Chazal? On the one hand, it seems to be a good thing. On the other hand, it would seem to be perhaps a negative thing. And explains the Shalah as follows. He says, if a tzaddik passes away, and everyone just goes along with life as if nothing happened, and nobody changes their way of life at all, he says, that's where the Gemara says, Ra'a Bali Olam. That means it's a very bad sign. It means that tzaddik left no impression on all of us, and it means there's no reason to have any kapara that's granted to us, because we gain nothing from that great legacy, that great lifetime of the tzaddik at the time that he lived. But at the same time, writes the Shalah, if a person is willing to think carefully after the death of a tzaddik, and a person is willing to do some tshuva, and to think what it means to them, the death of this tzaddik, and how much of a void is left behind, then he says, that's when we're told, we get a kapara, and that's a siman yafa, and that's something that the generation can fully take advantage of. There's a story that's told, commenting on the pasuk in Chumash, when we're told, Lo yada ishas kvuroso, nobody knew how to find, how to locate Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. So the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean? Why couldn't anyone figure it out? You saw where Moshe Rabbeinu went. He went onto a certain mountain, so send thousands of people to go look for it, and somehow you'll find it. How could it be? Nobody knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. So they say the story that, in order to explain what exactly it means, they say the story that there was a community in Europe that was looking for a rabbi, and they couldn't find a rabbi. Nobody wanted to come. Why? Because it was a horrible community. Nobody was interested in listening to the rabbi. Nobody wanted to hear his divrei Torah. No one wanted to be inspired. So how are they going to get a rabbi? It's a busha. It's an embarrassment. How can a community not have a rabbi? So they happen to have a rabbi passing through the community one day, and they tell him, you know, maybe you'd like to come be the rabbi of this community. He says, why would I want to come here? Maybe tell me something special about your town. They said, come to the cemetery. We'll show you what's special about our town. He says, what? They said, here is buried Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And here is buried, the Vilna Gaon. And here we buried Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And all the great tzaddikim are all buried here. So he says, wow, this town is an amazing community. All the tzaddikim passed through this town, and they were all buried in the town. It's an amazing place. He signs up to the job. He decides he's going to take the shteller. He's going to take the rabbanas, because after all, must be an amazing community. A week or two goes by, and he starts asking around, anybody ever heard any stories that happened locally with Rabbi Kiva Eiger or the Vilna Gaon or anybody? Can somebody share some zichronos with me? And they all say, no, they never lived here. So he says, how can it be that they're buried there? They said, in our community, the Vilna Gaon was buried a long time ago. We never cared about him. He's buried in our cemetery, and so is Rabbi Kiva Eiger. All these people never meant anything. As far as we're concerned, they're all buried in the cemetery, because they were never alive in our lives. They never meant anything to us in our lives, so they're all buried here. And that's what it means, perhaps, lo yada ishes kvurasa. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away thousands of years ago. But as far as we're concerned, who ever noticed that Moshe Rabbeinu is not alive? As far as we're concerned, he's alive and well. He's here. Moshe Rabbeinu continues to influence every moment of our lives, every day of our lives, every experience that we have. That's our perspective when we deal with the tzaddik, because to us, the tzaddik lives on, because we continue to learn from him and to gain insight from that person. That's what it means, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yada ishes kvurasa, because as far as we're concerned, Moshe Rabbeinu never died. It's like my father tells me, that when Rav Soloveitchik used to talk about the Rambam, he used to talk about him like in first person, as if he was sitting right in front of him, because he said, as far as I'm concerned, Rambam never died, he's still here. I think he says the story that they were putting out a volume in honor of some big year of the yahrzeit of the Rambam, 400th yahrzeit, something more, I don't remember exactly what it was, way more than that, 800th?
The 800th.
So they asked Rav Soloveitchik, to put in something into this volume that they were putting out, and he said, I'm surprised. Whoever heard that their Rambam died? That's what it means. When a tzaddik passes away, as far as we're concerned, as long as we learn from their legacy and we build on that legacy, they never really died. Let's just close with the pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos, where we're told all about the avoda that has to be done on Yom HaKippurim. And there the Torah, after giving all the descriptive details about what needs to be done on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'haysa zos lachem l'chukas olam. And this is the way the rules have to be followed. This is the way you're supposed to do all of the avodah on Yom Kippur, lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatosam achaz bashana. That you have the opportunity to do this once a year, and this is the way everything needs to be completed, exactly the way I instructed you to do it. So the Mefarshim ask, What do you mean, achas bashana? Of course it's once a year. Yom Kippur only comes along once a year. Does it have to say in the Torah, you're only going to eat matzahs by the Seder one time a year? Of course. Would anybody think to eat matzah on Chanukah? And does it have to say that you're only going to blow the shofar one time a year? Of course. Who's going to blow the shofar on Sukkot? Why would anyone think otherwise? So why over here by the Torah, when it instructs us about Yom HaKippurim, do we have to be told, achas bashana, you're only going to do it once a year? And some suggest, based on a Sefer Achinuch, that perhaps what it means is as follows. Yom Kippur is the time of year when we have the opportunity to gain an atonement. And this is really a bracha the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us. You're only going to have to experience an atonement once a year. Only once a year should we have to go through the experience of a Yom HaKippurim. We shouldn't have to suffer the loss of great people to have more than once a year this experience of Yom HaKippurim, of Achaz Bashana. We should only have once a year the opportunity for God to forgive our sins. We shouldn't need to go through that experience more than one time a year. And perhaps that is what it means. When we come to Yom HaKippurim, God promises us and God gives us a bracha that we should only have to go through this experience one time of year. We shouldn't have to suffer any longer. And it's something that we all daven for, because too often we see our generation clearly needs more than a kapara of once a year. We obviously need more than one time a year. And unfortunately, we suffer through tragedies because it's something that is necessary for our generation, however we are to understand it. But the Misa of a Tzaddik is something that is meant to be extremely significant, extremely important. It's something that we need to think about and we need to reflect and to make sure that in our lives we always understand that the Tzaddik lo yada ishas kvurasa. We don't know, as far as we're concerned, that the Tzaddik ever died. As far as we're concerned, his legacy lives on. We change our lives. We do something extra special as a result of the impact of this great Tzaddik in our lives. And the Ribbono Shel Olam therefore gives us the opportunity to be granted a kapara, to be granted a mechila by the death of that tzaddik, as we mentioned from the Gemara in Moed Katan.